He is the new voice of talk radio, Alexander Danilov.
Good evening, all. Welcome back to Solutionsology Radio. Great show last night with my co-host of my other show, Steve Carsey. We had Joe DeSena on, the founder and CEO of Spartan. Of course, they're known for creating the Spartan races, which has become a global phenomenon. This was actually a huge week for me. I've done so many great interviews, over 500 on the show. I was actually slated to have Carmine Gallo come for a part two, talk about his newest book, The Storyteller's Secret, but some family situations caused me to not be able to do that tomorrow. We're actually going to be pushing that back to March 28th, but tonight is it my great honor to have John Addison, the former co-CEO of Primerica, an incredible run there, and now current leadership editor of Success Magazine, which is a great publication. I've learned a ton from there. And he's also the author of Real Leadership. We're on the eve of the release of that book. And John, welcome to the show. Again, it's my honor, and congratulations on the release of the new book.
Well, thank you very much, and it's wonderful to be with you. It's wonderful to be with you. I appreciate what you do.
Likewise, and again, you've done so much in the world of business, John. I talk to a lot of people through the show and outside of the show and things like that, and I'm always floored why people decide to write a book. And I know it's a common thing to talk about, but everybody has a different and beautiful story to tell. So I'd like to get yours on why you decided, after all the amazing success that you've had, and plus what you're doing now with John Addison Leadership and Success Magazine, why a book was in your future.
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, it was after I was, retired as co-CEO of Primerica. I've always had a rule of thumb that anytime a coach or a CEO writes a book before they retire, it's right before either their team or their business craters. So I waited till I was done with my run at Primerica. And, you know, I've worked with the same company for almost 33 years, answered an ad in the Atlanta paper in 1982 for $19,000 a year while I was working on my MBA at night at Georgia State University, and wound up being a part of the same company for all of those years. And during that time, I went through, young man, through the entrepreneurial growth era of our founder. Then the company was sold to Sandy Weill and what became Citigroup. And then Rick Williams, who is my business partner, he and I became co-CEOs in 2000, had a great run, and then we led an IPO of our company in the height of the financial crisis. We literally knew we were saving 2,000 jobs in Duluth, Georgia, 100,000 representatives, business careers around the U.S. and Canada and Puerto Rico. And literally, we walked through the fire of the Great Recession, had an incredibly successful IPO in 2010, 22 times oversubscribed. And one of my dear friends is Stuart Johnson, who owns Success Magazine. We've been friends for 15-plus years. And he had talked to me all – he followed that story as I was living it in business. And when I was done, he said, John, you really should put this down in a book, because you did walk through a walk of growing up in an organization, saving an organization, and you saw all sides of leadership. It's not a theoretical book. It's not about, what I would do if I was a leader. It's what I had to do as a leader. So, and then beyond that, I feel very strongly that leadership is the scarcest resource we have in this country today. Yep. And that when I talk about the title Real Leadership, I mean not rah, 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 look at me leadership. I'm talking about leadership from the soul, from the heart, where you love the organization more than you love yourself. And it's a stewardship, a servant leadership philosophy that I think we're missing today. So through all of that, I wanted to do the book and get that message out to as many people as I could.
Mm-hmm. And you touched on something. You almost stole my thunder there, John. I'm happy you didn't, but there's so much to talk about within the book and what you do that it wouldn't matter too much. But in the book, and specifically from page 134, for those who are following at home or will be once they receive the book, if anybody has advanced copies like myself, and I have to brag about that. But there's on page 134, you wrote about lighting a fire within people, not under them. And that's something that And again, I've had a lot of great leader experts on the show, from Doug Conan and so many other people, and of course, people that you're familiar with. But that's one of the things that that I haven't really seen before, at least articulated in the way that you did in this book. So let's talk about that and why that's so important, because so many people think, as coaches, as leaders, as whatever it is, as managers, that you have to light a fire underneath somebody and get them to get going. And some of the ways that they do that is maybe firing somebody in the office to try to light that, you know, get that Bunsen burner going underneath someone's butt. And that's not the way to do it. It's not the way you get someone motivated long term, maybe for a day or a week or a month. But that's not long term success. That's not sustainable.
That's absolutely correct. What you said there at the end is the entire point. In the short, fear is a great motivator for the short term. You know, you walk in, I mean, you know, anybody that's ever seen the movie Glengarry, Glen Ross, you know, you walk in and say, you know, number one and number two get to stay, everybody else is fired. That motivates people in the short term. You can motivate people by, you know, lighting a fire under their tail and they'll go get after it for a little bit, but it doesn't last. You know, the title we almost called the book in one of the, you know, earlier iterations when we were discussing it was Leadership That Lasts. And, you know, if you study leaders that last for the long term, like coaches like John Wooden, you know, people that aren't just a one, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year wonder, that last for the long term, they know how to move the hearts of a man or a woman. People will do more for themselves and their family than they're ever going to do for you or the organization. And you've got to develop the ability to identify, to reach out and touch the hearts of people and get them to move for you, get them to move for the team. It's got to be about them, not about you. So too many people get in a leadership position and they think, oh, I'm a big deal. This is all about me now. The reality is, the cemeteries of the world are full of irreplaceable people. Titles are temporary. It's not about you. It's about the team. It's about the organization. It's about the enterprise. Great leaders have the ability to massage the hearts of the people that follow them and to get them to buy into what's happening, because it's in their best interest. It's in their family's best interest. So I believe that with everything in me. It's not that I believe it. I know it, that if you want to move people for the long term, it's not about you. It's about them. It's not about me. It's about the team. You know, when you watch politics or you watch corporate leaders or whatever, a lot of quote-unquote leaders, you know, when things are going good, it's me, 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 I, look at what I did. When things go bad, it's they, look at what they did. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you're a leader, it's the exact opposite. When things are going great, it's about the team, not you. When things go bad, you got to own it. You're in charge. It's got to be I. You know, if you're president of the United States and things aren't going well, guess what? It's your problem. If you're the head coach of a football team that just lost five in a row, guess what? It's you. So great leaders know how to inspire and to light that fire within others that make them move and make them do something great.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm speaking, and I'm honored to be speaking with the former co-CEO of Primerica, current leadership editor of Success Magazine, the author of Real Leadership, 9 Simple Practices for Leading and Living with Purpose, John Addison. John, one of the things that you, one of the points you continuously try to make, and you've made it, you've intimated through everything that you said so far tonight, is that there's a difference between a leader and a boss. You talk about this in the book, of course. Let's talk about that, because so many people think and they associate and they think it's analogous. It couldn't be further from the truth. It's not analogous, because people hate their bosses, but I have never ever heard anyone say that they hate their leaders.
Absolutely correct. If they've got a great leader, they're going to love them and they're going to want to follow them. A boss is what I call a double SOB spelled backwards. Okay, you know, nobody, I mean, bosses tell people what to do. Mm-hmm. Leaders show people what to do. Mm-hmm. Leaders lead by example. You know, a lot of people get, and see, there's a fallacy where a lot of people, in fact, I did an interview earlier today where I was asked by somebody, you know, do you have to wait till you get in a position to be a leader? See, I think that's a complete fallacy. Great leaders, you've got to develop the ability. Leadership is first and foremost influence. You've got to develop the ability that even if you don't have the title, even if you don't have the position, that you develop the ability to influence other people to get them to move in a direction. It's not
Absolutely.
Yelling at them. It's not screaming at them. It's not putting down rules and here's our policies and on all this kind of stuff. Leaders inspire people to want to be better and to want to achieve. And so there is, I mean, too often people mistake, you know, I'm in a position now, I'm a big deal. No, you're not. You have to earn your position every day. I don't care what your title is. I don't care if you're CEO of a company. You have to earn it every day, every single day that you show up. You have to earn the right for people to follow you. And a lot of people think they get to a place, okay, I've made it. No, you haven't. Success in winning is a day-by-day battle. Leadership is a day-by-day battle, and you got to go out and prove it and earn it and earn the respect and the trust of people every single day.
Mm-hmm. That's very succinct and very simple to understand for so many people is that, and you wrote about in the book as well, is that you have to be a leader within yourself first, and it's not, you know, you don't have to do when people are looking. And this is something I discovered a little over a decade ago when I started getting involved with these types of books and things like that. And there's a lot of fluff with a lot of these books, but there's one thing that I've developed, two things really I've developed, is that, and it's going to be oxymoronic, but some of the people that you should kind of take some sort of, not influence, but some sort of guidance from are couch potatoes, right? And I know that sounds weird and stupid, but think about it. There's nothing more immovable, nothing more stubborn, nothing more set on what they want to do than a couch potato. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, health issues, whatever, they will continue doing what they're doing. And that's what you want to be, just not in the couch potato form. The other thing I believe strongly, the other thing I really believe strongly, John, is that I believe in living, and you just said it, in not these exact words, but you pretty much said it. I believe in living and working every day as if I'm an intern. That fire that we had, that passion, all that, it has to exude every single day. Otherwise, we lose it. We lose that spark. And it's so easy to lose it because, you know, once you throw water on the flame, you can't just spark it back up by, you know, the very nature of anything. You have to start it up, and it takes a while to start the process. You have to wait for it to dry up, or you plant the fire somewhere else. And that's the problem that so many people don't understand. They think you could just turn it on when someone's looking or when someone's watching or when you're in a meeting or something like that. And what they end up doing, John, is putting other people down to bring themselves up. But it's so transparent and makes people sick of those particular people.
And, you know, what you just said there is incredibly important because, you know, running a big organization and running a big organization that had a large sales force, you know, sometimes you'd reach a point where you had a senior leader that had done great things, but maybe they'd gotten cynical, negative, whatever. And the number of times people would say to me, well, John, look, now my people don't see me being negative. You know, this is me talking to you. I'm selling them. This is just me talking to you. The reality is that's bull crap. People can smell out a phony a mile away. People are not dumb. They understand where you're coming from. And to your point about, you know, being, you know, having to earn it every day, I believe with everything in me, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotten. Okay, you are either getting better or you're getting worse every day. You're either improving today or you're sliding backwards. It is, you know, success is not a destination. It's a journey. And it is a day-to-day battle. Some days are bad. Okay, you know, we all get our butt kicked sometimes. But then, you know, then you, what you got to do is you got to sit down, regroup, get your act together, and get up the next morning and go get after it. And, you know, I've told people over time, you know, a lot of people are good at different things. We all have different skill sets. I talk about that in the book, of finding what you're, you know, good at without trying, and then really try at that. We're all wired different. DNA makes us all different. You know, there's no other person just like you, and there's no other person just like me. We're all unique. But what we've got to do is, and so I'm one of these guys that, you know, I'm not great at master plans 20 years from now. I want to be doing this, you know, between now and when I die. I've got my list of 8,000 things I'm going to do. Some people are incredibly organized, write all these things out and stuff. Let me tell you what worked for me, and maybe this will minister to some of the people that are your listeners, is I get up every day and I go try to be a part of the solution. I go fight. I show up. You beat most people by showing up. Okay? I mean, the world is full of quitters. Okay, we, in many ways in our society today, you know, people have PhDs in quitting. Okay, if you show up, positive, enthusiastic, and excited, and you go out every day and you say, today I will be better than I was yesterday. And you do that by what you do, what you read, what you think, you'll beat most people. So I believe winning is a, you know, I had a guy years ago that was a great influence to me that used to always say, inch by inch, it's a cinch. And, you know, you just show up, get better, keep moving forward, and go win. And, I think that's one of the most important things I would impart to people because, you know, you go to a job, go to any place, and then just sit on break with people. They're sitting there complaining, moaning, whining, talking about this, talking about that. 90% of the words that are coming out of their mouth is negative.
Uh-huh.
And if you're if you're a person who sets yourself apart, you attack things differently. It's amazing how far you get ahead of other people who just, you uh-huh. know, choose to, as I say, sit, soak, and get sour. I think that is, you know, my biggest thing. I spoke recently to the University of Georgia, where I went to undergraduate school, to their Leadership Institute. And I talked to a bunch of the, you know, young people there. And I said, look, my biggest advice to you is that, you know, your parents always told you don't play in traffic when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
You're going out in the world now. You got to play in traffic.
Uh-huh.
Go get in the mix. Go get after it. Go meet people, talk to people, get in action. It's amazing what happens in your life when you put yourself in a position for things to get better versus just sitting around waiting for things to get better. My greatest lesson in life just about is if you wait for things to get better, they're going to get worse. If you want things to get better, you got to go make them better. And I believe if more people followed that, they'd be a lot happier and they'd be a lot more fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. And once again, speaking with John Addison, author of Real Leadership, former co-CEO of Primerica, and leadership editor of Success Magazine. Now, what you're leading into, and there's a few words, just do it. And just do it, of course, Nike branded that, it made it famous. But before, or more importantly than what Nike sells it as in that brand, there's somebody else that said it. They said it in the 1980s in one of the best speeches ever. It still fires me up like I've never heard it, John. And you talk about it in chapter 2, A.O. Williams. Please tell us about this. I love this guy. I love what he stands for. I love that you included him.
Art is an amazing man. It was one of the handful of greatest influences of my life. And, you know, it's the wildest thing. I answered an ad in the Atlanta paper because I went to work for the company because it was closer to my apartment. That was my noble reason. I was looking for a job close to my apartment. My wife and I, Love Ann and I, had just gotten married. And I went to work there because it was close to my apartment while I was working on my MBA. And I had no idea of A.L. Williams, Art Williams, anything. I answered an ad. And Art Williams built a company that revolutionized the insurance industry. Mm-hmm. And he did it through his charisma, his passion, his communication skills. I talk about great speakers, great communicators don't talk to you. They don't talk at you. They talk to you. They talk to your heart. Art was an amazing guy. He's still an amazing man. In fact, I spoke to him last week. Art is an amazing man. He's one of the great communicators that I've ever heard and great inspirers. Art was a Georgia high school football coach that built an empire and became a billionaire. And he was, you know, it's actually interesting, you know, talking about him and stuff. And I really am none of the interviews today, really, other than to mention him, talk about him. But Art is, to this day, you know, the one guy that if I meet with him, see him or whatever, be talking to him, he can look at me and go, now, hey, John, now listen to me, okay? And it's like your coach that has you lean forward in your chair immediately with just the way they say things and their words. He's an amazing man. I learned so much from him of just what it is to move people and inspire people and to build something. And, sometimes the good Lord has plans for us that we don't even know. Had no clue where I was going to work, and I answered an ad thinking I had a job for a couple of years while I worked on my MBA, and I found a home. It was an amazing, amazing story.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, the book, Real Leadership, 9 Simple Practices for Leading and Living with Purpose. John, we can be talking about this for a very long time, but I want to make sure people know where they can find out more outside of just looking on Amazon, and this is going to get a flood of amazing reviews. Anything short of 5 stars is a travesty, in my opinion. I'm not saying that because you're on my show, and it's an honor for you to have you on my show, but it's because I love the book, and I was lucky enough to get an advanced copy and understand what it's about. It's not a fluff book, which is great. You are doing a book tour. People can find out the dates and times and all that at johnaddisonleadership.com/tour or just johnaddison.com, johnaddisonleadership.com, just to find out more about who you are, what you're doing, what you've done. But you are going to be in New Jersey. In my new state, so it's actually not that far from me. I have a feeling that we're going to bump into each other that day. Spoiler alert! I have to go out.
I look forward to seeing you in person. I've really enjoyed talking with you, and likewise. I can tell we're real kindred spirits in how we see things. And I appreciate your kind words on the book. You know, like I said, I didn't want to write a fluff book. I did not want to, you know, I read a lot of history. I read a lot of, I'm a huge Winston Churchill fan. I just finished another book on Churchill. And so I read a lot of history of people who do great things, and I read a lot of personal development books. And a lot of times I read books by people that then when you look at it, it's, well, what do they do for, you know, what do they ever, well, they wrote a book, okay? I wanted to take a different approach and say, look, you know, because I honestly believe you got to develop, for anyone out there listening, you got to become the best you can be. If you try to be someone else, you're going to be a pale imitation. So you've got to take something from everybody, from the people that are worthy of taking something from. And so what I wanted to do was put out the story of my walk, my life. I have been blessed, my Lord. I look at my career, and I was around Art Williams when I was a young man, and then I was around Sandy Lyle, Jamie Dimon. I walked a walk that is very unique. And one of the things I learned about great leaders, people that move things, is that there are common denominators. And there are things you can apply to your life. Even, you know, you may be a school teacher, you may be a high school principal, you may be a coach, whatever you're at, you may have a Sunday school class, whatever really works, there's a leader at work. That's what one of the things Art Williams used to always say was, show me a Boy Scout troop, show me a church, show me a team that's winning and doing great, and I'll show you a leader at work. And what I wanted to do is just put down my story, put down what I had learned, go through that walk with people, do it in an instructive way, not a rah, 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 look at me way, but a way that you can learn from and get ideas from and apply things. And I appreciate you saying that very much. It means a lot to me. That really does.
I'm glad. Again, it's all true, obviously. It's not because you're on the show now, but there's a reason I want to have you on, and it's not because of everything that you've done in the past. It's because of everything you're doing today and what you're doing with Success Magazine, which is, again, a fantastic publication. But, again, you did have a very storied legacy in leadership, not just in business, not the money you've made. That's all great. That's all good. That's sometimes that's how we keep score. But the real value of how we keep score – yeah, exactly. The real value of how we keep score is stuff
temporary.
Like what you put here. Yeah, and actually,
you know,
go ahead.
You know, one of the things I say to people all the time is, you know, when you're dead, nobody's going to – I've been to a lot of wealthy people's funerals, and I've as yet to see them dump money in the ground on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds that you plant in people that live beyond you are your real wealth. Okay, your real wealth is the influence that you have on what goes forward from you. That's why I'm excited about what I'm doing with Success. Success is a great magazine. I told people I didn't retire, I rewired. And I'm enjoying this very much. I want to go out and I believe, you know, we have a scarcity of real leadership. We need more servant leaders, and we need more young people that are coming along to pick up the mantle and understand that they need to go out and, you know, people always, you know, people are looking for what politician is going to save the American dream. Well, I got news for you. There's no politician that's going to save the American dream. But each of us individually fighting the battle every day, we can. And so that's my goal with what I'm doing right now.
And obviously you're doing a phenomenal job there. And, of course, people can go to your website to find out more, including your book tour. It's johnaddisonleadership.com. You're on Twitter. You're on Facebook. You're on LinkedIn as well. But let me just plug the Twitter handle. It's John Addison, GA, GA for the great state of Georgia. My brother was actually at Fort Benning there, so I got a chance to explore that
place.
Area. Yep, absolutely. And go around to Fenix City out in Alabama and all that. Very, very great salt of the earth people. You can feel the hospitality as soon as you land. It's an amazing spot down south. And once again, the book, Real Leadership, 9 Simple Practices for Leading and Living with Purpose. The book comes out. Official release is in a few hours. John, so great to have you on the show tonight, and I'd be honored if you come on again.
I would love to. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I look forward to seeing you and meeting you, and look forward to doing more things with you in the future.
Likewise. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. And best of luck with the book.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You as well.
All the people that are listening. See you back.
Thanks so much.